From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to focus on getting rid of Syria's president. The United States government says it will use Friday's talks on Syria to urge an end to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, Assad's top two allies. A U.S. State Department spokesman says the focus in Vienna is reaching a framework for a political transition in Syria. Protests and attacks in Jerusalem eased Thursday, but tensions remained high in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed the attacker. In a second incident, a Palestinian allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte welcomed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister of the Palestinian National Authority, Rami Hamdallah, for talks on Thursday, and later spoke with reporters.
We condemn the recent attacks on innocent civilians, and I've urged President Abbas to work to de-escalate the situation and to take concrete measures to break the spiral of violence.
Mark Rutte. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli has won the nation's presidential election. The commission said Thursday the CCM party's Magufuli defeated main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadema Party 58-40%. Lowassa rejected the official results of Sunday's election even before they were announced, citing alleged fraud. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has elected Congressman Paul Ryan as its speaker. The 45-year-old Republican from Wisconsin is the youngest person to become House Speaker in more than 100 years.
To me, the House of Representatives represents what's best of America, the boundless opportunity to do good.
Speaker Paul Ryan.
Und die Antwort wird kein einziger europäischer Nationalstaat.
Germany's foreign minister said Thursday that the European Union needs a common border protection policy. Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said the EU needs to be ready to share the migrant and refugee burden fairly. During a visit to Greece, Steinmeier said shifting the blame to others is not helping the situation. U.S. economic growth slowed in July, August, and September, expanding at an annual rate of just 1.5%. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department showed the gross domestic product expanded at less than half the rate of the previous quarter as consumer and business spending slowed. With Turkey heading to a general election, the government's Syrian policy is coming under increasing scrutiny. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his ruling AKP party has been in the forefront of calling for the immediate removal of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as the only way to end the Syrian civil war. Ankara is one of the main backers of Syrian opposition groups fighting the Assad regime, but the policy is facing growing criticism within Turkey, as it's been blamed by opponents for the country having to house more than 2 million refugees. The critics also say Turkey's becoming increasingly isolated diplomatically because of the policy. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he aims to promote national reconciliation and cut poverty during his second term. President Ouattara spoke Thursday with VOA's French to Africa service in Abidjan, a day after he was declared the winner of the October 25th election. Mr. Ouattara talked about his legacy.
For my legacy, I want to give my country a new constitution, which will be more modern, more coherent, which will insist on the equality of people.
Alassane Ouattara. A UN spokesman says 20 peacekeepers have been released by rebels in South Sudan. The official says 12 contractors are still being held by the rebels. The peacekeepers were detained on Monday while escorting a UN fuel barge on the Nile River. Taking a brief look at market activities, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day down today. European markets were down. On Thursday, Asian markets were mixed at the close of trade. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.